Tia?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on, Terrain, was actually going to call you back.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because he called me back and then I heard him say something and then it went dead. So I was like, I don't know if we're on mute or if he can't hear me.
No, he actually told you to hold on because he was calling me on three-way.
Yeah, I think when he came back to try to click you on, I think that that's when we got cut off. So it was so strange. Okay. But, okay, let me send him a message and see. Or is he still on the other line with you? I think he wanted to do a three-way.
Yeah, he is still on the other line with me.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you could patch him in, and then we'll get this done. I'll text him and let him know that I have you.
Oh, no, he's actually on the phone with me, so he'll call the business phone. So,
okay.
All right. Okay.
I'll let him know. We got cut off, but I am on.
Okay, I'm getting ready to add him in.
Okay, good. I love the way he's on top of it like that. That's great.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, hey, yeah. Terrain. I was telling her we got cut off, I think, when you tried to patch your mom in. I think it accidentally hung up on us. So, but
yeah,
I'm glad.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay. So, tell me now, you want to get the triple T's inflatable set up, right?
Correct.
Okay, and I remember I told you I would waive the setup fee. Do you want to stick with the $449 package and have the Google Ads in there too?
Yes, at this point we'll try it and see how it goes to see if it helps.
Yeah, I think that's the smartest. Yeah, it's a great way to go since it's already, you know, summertime, and that way you'll get up and running quicker. So let me make sure that we're bundling this together with the Google Ads. And then for the client interview, are we going to do it like this where the technician calls Terrain and then he patches you in, or how do you want to do it? Or is it going to be just either or?
Either or, whichever way he wants to do it. I don't know.
What do you think, Terrain? Do you want me to just have them call your mom to get it set up, or do you want to be on a three-way?
Oh, my God. It would be best for them to call me, you think?
I mean, I guess since you actually patching him on his account, it probably would be better because he's the initial person who was originally with you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm setting it up as a completely different account just so that it doesn't conflict with the pressure washing. But there will be notes on here that Terrain has an account with us. So I'll do that. I'll put his number in there for the technician to call for the client interview. And then if you want to be a part of it, he can just patch you in at that time, okay?
Okay.
And then for the billing, is it your name on the credit card or the company name or both?
All of the above.
All
we
of the above.
Got our credit card. Yeah, we both have a credit card with the business name. So it has the business name and then our name listed underneath it.
Or is our name didn't
have been. However, it's still both of them on there.
Okay, so officially for your card, Tia, is it officially Tia Noel or is there a middle name or initial? How does the name read?
Yeah, I gotta look at it.
Each one has a different card number.
Do you want to use yours, Terrain? He asked if you wanted to use his.
Yeah, because I'd have to get mine out of my bag.
It's Terrain Joseph Noel, and then Triple T's.
Joseph Noel, and then Triple T's Inflatables?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. And then is the Pine Street also the billing address?
Mama, give him your address, huh?
No, I have the post office already in the refrigerator.
Huh? Yeah, I guess the Pine Street address.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are, Terrain.
It's 42. I'm sorry. 44.
No problem.
27.
Okay.
42.
Okay.
55.
25. Got it.
15.
0245. Okay, expiration?
07.
Mm-hmm.
28.
And then the code?
996.
996. Okay. And then for this, account, what I'm going to do is a fresh voice verification recording, and that will outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for the technician to call you to go over the client interview. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you guys. It'll have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
All right.
So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Are you asking us now? Triple T, Inflatable LT.
Thank
you. The actual official name? Yeah.
Yes, yes, just to make it official. And then since the billing is in Tremaine, I'll ask this one for him, but then we can go back and either one of you can answer. But are you – well, what is your – title with the company, Tremaine? It's silly.
We never
I know.
Thought about that.
We actually co-owners. And then
you
they had us as managers. We both managers, yeah.
Okay. I figured if it's either or because you guys are both on the billing. I just wanted to make sure. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, excellent. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $449. When your term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $449. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Tia, what's the email for Triple T's? Because I have everything else saved, including the website, but for some reason the email didn't stick.
Okay. Info dot triple dot T's dot Inflatables at Gmail.
Got it. Okay. Let me see if that sticks. And then let me try it again. For some reason, the system did, oh, there. Now it says it's stuck. Okay. So let me get that. And then I'm going to reattach the website. Now, I'm going to process the payment right now, and then I'll have you guys go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature so that you get grandfathered into this rate, and it will ensure that your pricing never goes up. That's going to trigger a text message going out that says, action needed, photos for Google verification. Just ignore that email because that is for somebody that doesn't already have a Google business page. You have it. So I'm going to manually send you a second email that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. And that's the one that I want you to, you know, pay attention to. So you can go in and add Local Splash as a manager, and that way we can go in and start optimizing it to show up.
I still need to figure out how to add as a manager because I hadn't figured out how to add Tremaine on there either.
Oh, okay. Don't worry, Tia, because during the client interview, Tremaine will be on the call also. But if you have any trouble after you look at this email, the technician will go over it with you when they call you in a little bit. So don't worry about that. Do you want me to also forward this email to you, Tremaine, just so that you can look at it? Well, I don't know if you can even get in. Do you have the username and the password to it, like the email that you use to set up the Google business page?
Yes, I have that, which is different from the actual business because it actually latched on to an email that I didn't even use no more some kind of way.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that wouldn't matter. As long as you know what the login credentials are, you could also, you know, give those to your son and say, hey, when you have a chance, can you try to, you know, forward the email to him and then say, can you please log in and try to add yourself as a manager and see if there's some way that he could get it to stick. You know what I mean? Because, again, sometimes computers have a mind of their own. So.
Because I thought I had sent him one before, and he said he never got it. So that's why I said to add him. I just want it as a link.
Okay. And then lastly, for the client interview, you guys are on Central Time, right, or are you Eastern?
Central.
Central, that's what I thought. I have one coming up pretty quickly in like 15 minutes at noon. If not, we could do 1 o'clock or even 3 or 4. And that appointment will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes, just so you know.
Yes, I'm about to do her best, so whenever you're ready. But I'm actually at work, too.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Okay. So she's doing her bath. Should we push it to 1 then, just to be safe?
Yeah, I'm actually working on my patient.
Okay, yeah, I don't want you to have to worry about, you know, making her rush in her bath and all that. So let me block out from 1 to 2 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case my technician has a prior appointment and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic.
Okay.
They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay? And then lastly, Tremaine, do you have access to that email also, the info.tripletees.inflatable?
Yes.
Okay. So if you could log into that email, you'll see something in your inbox that says local splash, your initial invoice. That initial invoice has that link. Click here to accept your subscription terms. So all you have to do is go in there, and when you click on it, it'll scroll to the bottom, and there's two little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, two to show that you receive text messages.
It wants us to log in. What's going to be the username for that?
Oh, if it's asking you for a username and password, that's a really good sign. That means that your e-signature probably already went through. It's not showing it on this. You know what I think it's doing?
Maybe my mama has to do it.
It's trying, it's trying to have you log in, and when you log in, it's taking you to your account. So it's conflicting right now with your account. So, Tia, log into it fresh on your end. You should have a text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my phone. My other phone then died off because I got the business account on my actual person's phone because I couldn't get it to move from there once I put it there.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then the only caveat is when you open up that link and you select the two boxes, you're going to have to type in Tremaine's name since his name is on the billing. So just the way that you see it there, Tremaine Joseph Noel, just like it says. And then if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. And that's your sign that it went through. Now, Tremaine, just so that you know, a fresh username and password will be sent for Triple T's, and that will be in the welcome email. So you guys already should have that information, but you don't really have to worry about any of that right now. I'm just more concerned about getting the pricing locked in. And then I'm going to add Tremaine here in the settings as an authorized user. So I'll put co-owner.
So you're saying the username would be?
Well, is it asking you for a username and password?
Yes.
Okay, good. That means it went through because if that's a sign for you that it went through. So all you have to do now is you're all set on that end. The username and password is already in your welcome email. So you have access to that email address as well, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. Oh, the username. Oh, okay, I see it up there. I just went straight to the thing.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And then Tremaine, what's your email address again, just so I don't have to open up the other account? It's just asking me to add it as a co-owner on this one.
Oh, so I gotta go back.
Or is he gone?
I don't know.
Here, let me see if I can insert this without the, oh good, it's stuck. I didn't need to put the email. So I just put Tremaine Noel and then his phone number in here as an authorized user. So anytime you call in or your son calls in, either one of you will have access to the account, okay? And then let me just double check here that e-signature went through. And if it did, you're all good to go until 1, and then you can put the little one in her bath. So how old is she?
Oh, it's not a child. It's just my patient, which I...
Oh, it's a patient. How cute.
Yeah, I'm a nurse.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
Well,
you have a rewarding job, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can be.
Yeah, it's challenging too, I know, but it's rewarding. So guess what, Tia? It didn't show that it went through on this end. So can you tell me what you're seeing when you open up that link?
I'm trying to get in there myself because it said invalid whenever I've done the password. So I'm getting ready to retype it in.
Again. Oh, no, you don't put a username and password in yet. All I want you to do is open up the text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it's a text message. It was the first one that was sent. I think you've gotten 4 texts right now. But the very first one that was sent says, thank you for choosing.
Some of the emails or text?
The text message. You get text on this phone, right? Ending. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me see. I mean, I got to pull it away from my ear so I can't hear what you're saying right now. So. Oh, I see. Okay. Local Splash, Tia, your Google Business Verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. Please reply to this email we just sent you and fill out the form here. If you have any questions. Hello?
I'm trying to see, because that's not showing, that doesn't show on any of the texts that we sent. There's one that says, Tia, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Then the next one says, Tia, please add us as a manager. Local Splash, welcome. But I don't see the one that you just transcribed.
Oh, let's see. The first one says, yeah, Local Splash, please add us as a manager on your Google account.
Oh, okay. So check right before that, there was 2 sent at 9:42 a.m. My time, so 11:42 your time. So there was that one, please add us as a manager. And then there was another one that says, Tia, thank you for choosing Local Splash. If you can't get into it, then just go over to the email.
So
and
you want me to go into that one where it says sent a copy of your invoice to your email? That's the one you want me to click on?
Yes, your initial invoice, the one that says, if you click on that link that's in there, we sent a copy of your invoice. See the link that says my.localsplash.com, and you click on that link.
Yeah, okay, here below is a summary of your terms. Click here.
There you go. So you have to click the 2 boxes. One will show that you receive text messages, and then the other one will show that you're authorized. And then you type in Tremaine's name exactly how you see it.
Yeah, he must have got lost because he was calling my other phone.
Oh my goodness. Poor Tremaine. He's probably wondering what happened to us.
It was Tremaine Joseph.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I'm coming. Hold up. Okay. Now
okay.
I went straight to the username, password.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was hoping that you would see, because once you see that, then it did go through. Okay, so you are all good to go, so just stand by between 1 and 2 o'clock, and the technician will call you guys at that time, and I'm going to, just as a recap, have them call Tremaine first, and then they'll patch you in, okay?
Okay.
All right, and have a really great rest of your week too, Tia.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye.